Greenville. You go out, get off of the Commerce Highway, and you'll see the signs that Scobie folks for. Some of them call it Jacoby. But it's Scobie. We always said Jacobia. J-A-C-O-B-I-A. Jacobia.
Yes,
but it was a thriving little spot one day. First time I ever went after any mail with my father, I remember going over to Jacobia to get the mail. And it was 3.5 miles from home, too. We'd gone a long ways. And this Jacob Pereira was bartered by this black cat I was telling you about, and this Tidwell. From black cat came the Tidwell. Oh, you know how Pereira would be the... You know what a Pereira is.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
And, so it, that's what it was bartered by, was by black cat and Tidwell. Now back in South Office, I don't know what it was bartered by. Little children then didn't get too far from home. We did well to know right around us.
Yes, ma'am. Well, were your parents born in this area too?
No. My mother was born in 1852 near Rome, Georgia. But was brought to Texas at the age of 2, in a small wagon train. It took them 10 weeks to come from Rome to up here around Wolf City. Wolf City is the first town, I say, on the main highway north of Greenville. You don't know where it is, but that's where it is. And she was married up there, and then, as I told you a while ago, came, she and my father bought that land of where I was born and reared 99 years ago. I can't quite come in on that 100, but I can come in on that 99. And my father now, if you want to know where my father was born, he was born near Alma, Arkansas, in 1850. And his father was lost in the gold rush.
Is that right?
His father was lost in the gold rush. And he wasn't reared, though. In Arkansas. His mother died when he was the age of 7. And an auntie in Bolivar, Tennessee came, went to Arkansas, and got he and 2 brothers, 2 little brothers. And took those 3 little boys to Bolivar, Tennessee, and Tomb Station, Idaho. They're not very far apart, I can't tell you, but they, Bolivar and Tombs is what I heard. And this auntie in Tennessee came and took those 3 little boys to Tennessee. And I've heard him tell many times what kind of a little saddle they had. They had some kind of a cloth over the mule's back, and there was a rope that went over this body of the mule and had a loop in each end of the rope that the little fellas could put their feet in.
Yes, ma'am.
And he rode from Arkansas to Tennessee that way.
Oh, that's something.